Painting the walls.
Oh, really?
Good morning. I'd like to call the meeting, the Planning Commission meeting of August 16th to order. And welcome. Will you please stand and join me in the flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Obviously, we need to practice where we're all in unison. Item number two on the agenda is citizens' concerns. This time is set aside for citizens to address the Planning Commission on any item of interest to the public that is within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the commission. No action may be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda unless the action is otherwise authorized by Government Code Section 54954.2b. This typically applies to items meeting criteria as an off-agenda emergency. The chair reserves the right to limit each speaker to 3 minutes. Disclosure of a speaker's identity is purely voluntary during the public comment period. Does anybody want to make a public comment? All right, seeing and hearing none, we'll go to item number three, minutes of the last meeting. Approval of the minutes for the July 19, 2018 Planning Commission meeting.
I move we approve the planning, the minutes is published.
Second.
We got a motion with a second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Any noes? Hearing none. We'll go to the regular item on the agenda. Item number four. It's a rezone 1802 for Lake California Community Church from an NR natural resource to an R4 general apartment. Scott?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Planning Commission, members of the community and staff. We're here to recommend that the Planning Commission recommend to the board to adopt a rezone for a 2.7 acre piece of property on the corner of Lake California and Rio Alto. This would basically be an extension of a C1 piece of property that they already own. Currently, the Lake California Church is active and meeting at the Lake Club property. A couple years ago, they purchased the C1 for the intent to move into their own building and create their own worship center and Lake California Community Church facility. As you can see, it is currently zoned NR. The piece next to it, they've decided that their ultimate facility will need to expand past the original C1 footprint that they have. And so after many discussions, it seemed the most efficient and cost-effective manner to try to achieve what their ultimate desire is would be to rezone the NR to an R4, which allows a community church. So that way they would have a portion of the property that if they bleed over into with their footprint, it would be consistent, and the C1 also allows a community church. The reason that we picked an R4 is because the general plan has it as a urban residential. So this is the master plan of the entire Lake Community, California. Under Appendix A, they actually have two master plans that have been adopted that line out exactly what the land uses are. The first is the Del Webb project, and the second is Lake California. So it is actually Appendix A2 that gives us the general plan land uses that we will rule this project by. And so the tan area is the urban residential. So the R4 will be consistent with the general plan, and we believe that it'll be a nice project. They did provide a type of site plan as well as a number of documents that indicate that their homeowners association supports this. So that's kind of nice because we kind of have a checks and balance in a private community like this. They took it to them. They support it. So it's consistent with our standards and our general plan. So staff supports it. They have basically provided kind of a limited site plan of what their facility will look like for the foreseeable future and what they're trying to accomplish at this point. And they also did provide some elevations for what their structure potentially would look like. So again, the property is going from a natural resource to an R4, which will be consistent with the Tampa County General Plan. This has been noticed as a public hearing, and unless anybody has any questions for me, I would recommend you open the public hearing.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes, sir.
In your staff report, in your background, you say that it's proposed as a worship center and classrooms. Are they planning on having a school there also?
If that is what their attachment D indicates, which is what it is, the second paragraph of attachment D of their own wording indicates Lake California Community Church plans to build a multi-purpose worship center and classrooms equaling approximately 6,600 square feet with parking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, but the classrooms can be like for Sunday school. I'm asking, is it for a school, a private school?
I think that would probably be appropriate for them to answer.
Okay, and my other question is then if it is a school, is 35 parking spaces appropriate enough? That's just my question.
Okay.
I'll ask them about the classroom when they come up for their part.
Sure. I mean, basically at this point, we're rezoning the piece of property as it moves forward through the building permit process. We do have new parking and design review standards that it will have to adhere to. At this point, these are general concepts that we're trying to be open and honest with the public. So if a neighbor wanted to see what they were intending, they at least have a concept as opposed to a blank piece of paper and no idea whatsoever. So the rezone basically will not dictate the zoning and building requirements for the future.
Okay. The question I have then is with two types of zoning,
yep,
an R4 and a C1, if they build on both parcels the same facility, how does that affect the use in the future, or if they at some point, heaven forbid, they sell it?
Okay, basically they allow the same uses. Okay, so if they're building a church, they would be able to build the church. Now, if for some reason they decided to move to another piece of property, they would basically have a split zoning. So for instance, with the R4 and an urban residential general plan, which is what we want, we could end up helping the housing element numbers out. They could put apartments there. So basically this would allow for apartments, which is another reason why this is a good location and is consistent with the general plan urban.
But what if part of their church in the C1 had already bled over into the R4?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
They have to merge the property. In order for them to cross this threshold, right now you have two pieces of property. So in order for them to cross this red threshold right here, they will do a merger. And if their project does bleed over, then basically you will end up with a church that is on one piece of property with split zoning, and the church is consistent.
Okay, if they're in both zones.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Are these zones in the general plan, the NR and the C1?
Yes, sir. You can see, I blew it up right here. The red is commercial general plan, so the C1 is in that red portion, and the tan is the urban residential, which is what the R4 will be, and be consistent with the general plan.
Have to do a general plan amendment?
No, sir, because R4 is consistent with urban residential, which is this little tan piece, the 2.7 acres we are rezoning.
Have in the packet the homeowners association has signed off on this?
Yes, sir. I believe it is attachment C.
It is.
Yep.
Scott?
Yes, sir.
Since that's a rather prime piece of property, natural resource district. In the original special master plan, was that put in there for a specific reason,
Sir, I honestly cannot tell you why natural resource was put there, because I'm not sure it is consistent with urban residential. So I can't honestly tell you why they zoned it that way, but I believe that this is a step in the right direction to make it conform.
Okay, under natural resource district.
Yes.
Since I didn't do my homework until yesterday, I'm behind the skid.
Okay.
Could you give me a quick explanation of what we're changing from?
Okay, natural resource basically is kind of an open space area. It allows things, I believe, like parks, private or public parks, boat launches, you know, just kind of open space, recreational kind of, you know, non-commercial or non-residential oriented uses. So this will be a complete flip from that.
Not used as a mitigation?
No. I mean, the fact that basically you could pave the entire parking lot, you could pave the entire piece of property for a parking lot and put, you know, some gazebos and some playground equipment and put a boat launch there, it would not be a mitigation property.
Thank you.
Any other questions of staff?
I have a question on condition number one.
Yes, ma'am.
On the 50-foot buffer.
Yes.
Is that going to be enough? And who determines how they measure that 50-foot?
Okay. It as part of this process, it has been going on for a little while. This is the Department of State of California, Department of Fish and Wildlife condition. These folks have done their due diligence with the representative for Lake California at State California Fish and Wildlife, and they have presented the site plan. That's one reason that we kind of asked them to do the site plan, as you can see here. So my understanding is, based on their contact, that this basically conforms to what Fish and Wildlife wants. They basically just understand that this is a concept, and as they move forward to potentially build out other pieces that are associated with their church, that they will have to maintain that 50-foot buffer. So there is a tree line. You can see right here, kind of in the aerial photo, there is a tree line. You know, right now it looks like the property limits line up pretty good with that tree line. And you can also see on here that basically they have delineated the water's edge, and basically the tree line, as you can see, would kind of match this bottom piece right here. So to answer your question, it's the State of California Fish and Wildlife that is responsible for that. As these folks move forward, if they do something that gets too close, it will be the state that will tell them that, you know, you kind of have to back off a little bit, or, you know, cut that tree limb off or whatever.
They chose not to build the church. Could they build apartments?
In the R4, they could. And so that 2.7 acres with about 16 dwelling units, because they actually have sewer and water, so they actually could build like city-style apartments because they have sewer and water. You're maybe looking at about 30 apartments.
All right, Scott, thank you. We may call you back up if we need it.
Okay, it'd be appropriate to open the public hearing.
Very good, thank you. All right, I'm going to open the public hearing. Does the applicant or anybody else want to speak?
I'm Leonard Betts. I'm a member of the Church of Lake California. Addressing your question about the classrooms, they are strictly for Sunday school use and subsequent meeting rooms, maybe during the week for Bible study, something like that. But at this time, there has been discussion of a school, and it's been pretty thoroughly squashed. We have no desire to put a school there during the week.
All right, thank you.
Anything else I can answer?
Yes, sir. How has your organization been dealing with 100-year floodplain?
Well, there's been discussion. We're still in discussion about possibly raising the church or any buildings on the property up a couple of feet to get above that floodplain. The engineer has taken a look at it. A good portion of the fill could be used from the site itself, and anything else would be brought in and then engineered and compacted.
You haven't had any pressure from Corps of Engineers in relation to the 100-year floodplain?
To my knowledge, no.
The Corps only gets involved with when you're building in water.
That's
this would be FEMA.
I understand, but the closeness to the river at that point, I believe that has been inundated in the past. And some of the difficulties the Corps is having is that we tend to build and then decide to try to do something about the 100-year floodplain. And that happened back east. I was looking at this, if we're going to build here and somebody has a problem with the 100-year floodplain, then should we look at this now or not?
They're required to meet FEMA standards when they go to submit for the building permit. That will be looked at, and they'll have to meet all the floodplain elevation levels and development criteria for building while building in the floodplain.
I don't disagree. I merely was taking note so that when they start the building process, somebody doesn't forget to look.
No, we've been in discussion about that very very problem.
Most of that property, according to the FEMA maps, are in Zone X, the back portion of it. The front portion of the property is Zone AE from pulling up the maps. So whatever they can do in Zone X, I think is very, Zone X would be a minimal flooding area, where Zone AE, which is in the front of the property, then they would have to get elevation certs on that.
I agree.
Any other questions from Mr. Betts? Thank you, Mr. Betts. Anybody else want to talk?
Honorable Commissioners, my name is Bruce Alexander. I'm a civil engineer, and I'm the civil engineer on this project.
Okay.
We have been looking at floodplain. My understanding is majority of the property is what you'd call the 500-year event, and the majority of the 100-year event stops at Rio Alto. And then in addition, as you pointed out, we plan to raise the building significantly. And there's actually a high point in the middle where the building's going to go, and I've been directed to raise it another foot. So we'll have plenty of freeboard if the 500-year event does ever happen. So, and I'm here to answer any civil engineering questions that you might have on the project.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions?
No.
Very good.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
Thank you very much. Anybody else want to speak?
I'm Louise Wilkinson, and I served on the POA board off and on for about 15 years, from 2003 until I was termed off on May of 2017. I'm now on the Rio Alto Water District. And during my tenure, the POA fully supported, and when it came available, this property across from the Lake Club as an ideal situation for the church. It would enhance our community. There is huge parking lot, if anybody has ever been to the Lake Club, of space available. And when we have our fireworks event, community event in July, we would be sharing the parking lot at the church facility. So this would be an ideal situation. We all feel that in the community, this is an ideal situation. And previously, there could have been businesses and condominiums put in there. This keeps it more of a natural resource. And for the water department, the sewer system is in, the water system is in. So it just seems to be a very perfect fit. And if you have any other questions, as someone that knows the POA rules and has been there. Oh, I was also chairperson of the architectural committee when this all started, and the architectural committee has blessed this wholeheartedly.
Okay, so this has been really vetted well in the Lake California community.
Oh, yes, yes. And we've had many meetings, and the board meetings when they approved the lots and the merger of the lots of the seven lots, it was a well-attended meeting and it passed unanimously, and the same with the architectural committee, and we've had two or three meetings regarding the plans and things like that.
Very good. Thank you very much, Louise. Anybody else? Seeing and hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. Bring it back to the commission for a decision.
Not one person objected in all of Lake California?
I don't know everybody up there, but nobody did to me.
But I mean, we don't have any objection.
Nothing in the packet.
No letters?
Nope. I need either a question or a recommendation.
I recommend that the Board of Supervisors find rezone 1802 as exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15061B3.
Need a second?
I second.
Seconded by Mrs. Bookout. All those in favor say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Any noes? Passed unanimously. Congratulations.
I recommend the Board of Supervisors adopt the findings and the staff report, the ordinance rezone map 1802 amendment contained in attachment E.
Second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Any nays? Seeing none, passed unanimously. That concludes the Planning Commission meeting of today. Thanks all of you for attending. We're adjourned.
Thank you all.